Well, we won't actually read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll just read a verse from the Sad Goswami Yastakam. Maybe you know it. If you know it, you can repeat after me. Na na shastra vicharanaika nipano sadharma samstapako.
Na shastra vicharanaika nipano sadharma samstapako.
Lokanam hitakarino tribhuvane man yo sharanya kara
lokanam hitakarina tribhuvane man yo sharanya kara
radha krishna padaravinda bhajana nandena mataliko
radha
Sanatana Raguyaga Sri Jiva Gopalako
Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyaga Sri Jiva Gopalako
Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka
Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka
Yastarais Chitat Paroske Va glubokam prochteni ya sklaneus pered shastio goswami Sri Rupai Goswami, Sri Sanatanai Goswami, Sri Raghunathai Bhattai Goswami, Sri Raghunathai Dasam Goswami, Sri Jivai Goswami, E. Sri Gopalai Bhattai Goswami. Aktoria chatilna is uchili bogo otkravenia pisania jalaya radi blaga visyavo chelavechestva ustanovit vechnia religious religiosnia principi pachi taemi vatrek mirak ani istinaya pri bejishya dlavsek jivik sushest paskolko och vachene chustvame gopi e paglashene transcendentnim lubovnim slujenium radhya e krishna panyale Okay. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhastichadesh Tarne. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakaptarubhya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Padidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Okay, so I thought what we could do this morning is focus a little bit on some of the gifts which we have received from all the six Goswamis. Yeah, they descended from the spiritual world. They came to accompany Lord Chaitanya and, of course, Lord Chaitanya himself gave many things. But they expanded on the gifts of Lord Chaitanya. So there's all sorts of just amazing gifts that they've left for us. And these things, we're receiving benefit from these things all day, every day. And therefore we should really try to be mindful of these things. Yeah. Okay, so the first thing really is what was stated there in that verse that we recited at the beginning. The six Goswamis, they wrote a lot. Right. Well, they all wrote some things. Some of them wrote more than others. Particularly, the one actually who wrote the most was Srila Jiva Goswami. I don't know if you've ever tried reading some of, for example, the Satsandabas. They're very extensive, long philosophical presentation. And in that presentation, he is quoting from all sorts of different Vedic scriptures, then other related writings.
Ссылается на тексты различных ведических писаний, а также других писаний, которые соответствуют его высказыванию.
And the range, when he quotes, he's quoting again and again, the range of sources of his quotes is just fantastic.
И количество источников, от которых он ссылается, просто фантастичное.
And, you know, we all know a few verses from here and there.
Каждый из нас знает пару стихов из нескольких писаний.
Пару стихов или больше, чем пара. Надеюсь. Like some of you knew that verse from the Sat Goswami Astika.
Как, например, некоторые из вас знали наизусть тот стих из Сат Госвами Астики, который мы повторяли.
Some of you didn't know.
А некоторые не знали.
You know, back in the old days, everybody knew that verse.
Если посмотрим в старые добрые времена, все знали этот стих.
Good idea to learn that verse.
Хорошая идея выучить его.
But then you probably know a few verses from Bhagavad Gita.
Но вы наверняка знаете несколько стихов из Бхагавад Гиты.
Sarva dharma ashto shtota kaksa. No, but seriously, I'm sure you all know a few verses at least.
Но если серьезно, я уверен, что каждый из вас по крайней мере несколько стихов знает.
Yeah. Here I have what my little computer.
Есть небольшой компьютер.
How would you say? Vasya is Nayashi computer. Vasya is Nayashi. Vasya, no. Orchin Monoga. Yeah, so many literatures in here. So I can, you know, look up quote from here and there and all sorts of places.
И поэтому я могу найти цитаты из различных писаний.
And Jiva Goswami, he was quoting and quoting from even more sources than my computer has.
Но что Jiva Goswami, он цитировал из еще большего количества источников, чем у меня есть на компьютере.
But he didn't have a computer.
Но при этом компьютера у него не было.
Very well. He knew so much. It is incomprehensible.
Его знания были настолько обширны, что это непостижимо.
You know, he quotes from all over Srimad Bhagavatam.
Он цитирует весь Srimad Bhagavatam.
He quotes from all over Bhagavad Gita. He quotes from different Puranas.
Цитирует многие Пураны.
Oh, sometimes Skanda Purana, then Padma Purana.
Иногда Skanda Purana, иногда Padma Purana.
And then Garuda Purana and Upa Puranas.
Из Garuda Purana, из Upa Purana.
Then Rig Veda, Sama Veda.
Также из Rig Veda, Sama Veda.
And и так далее. And sometimes he quotes just other sources. Ramanujacharya said this, but Madhvacharya said that. Inagda Daja Shankaracharya yeah, said this and said that. It's amazing, actually. But he didn't have a computer. He didn't even have a bullock cart full of books that he could just, you know, refer to.
И у него даже не было бычьей повозки, на которой были бы книги, на которые он мог бы ссылаться.
He just knew all these things.
Он просто помнил все наизусть.
Therefore, it's said actually about Jiva Goswami. He had Srimad Bhagavatam in his hand.
So Srimad Bhagavatam всегда находился в его руке.
Which doesn't mean, you know, the obvious thing that he was holding a copy of the book.
Естественно, это не означало, что он постоянно держал копию книги.
that he just knew the whole Srimad Bhagavatam.
Он просто знал наизусть весь Шримад Бхагаватам.
Who here knows the whole Bhagavad Gita?
Есть среди нас на такие, кто знает всю Бхагавад-гиту?
I don't know. Maybe nobody.
Не знаю, может быть, никто не знает.
Maybe one or two.
Может быть, один или два.
It's only 700 verses.
А в ней всего 700 стихов.
Ничего. Das слишком легко. But he knew the whole Bhagavatam, which is something like plus or minus 18,000 verses.
Но он знал Шримад Бхагаватам, это примерно 18,000 стихов.
And then he knew so many other literatures.
И он также знал много другой литературы.
So, particularly, well, particularly all of the six Goswamis, they contributed so much through their writings.
И практически все шесть Госвами сделали очень значимый вклад своими писаниями.
Srila Jiva Goswami wrote 400,000 verses.
Srila Jiva Goswami написал 400,000 стихов.
Bhagavatam is maybe, it's something less than 18,000.
Bhagavatam немножко меньше, чем 18,000 стихов.
And that's a big enough book.
И это достаточно большая книга.
Yeah, so he wrote more, like, at least 20 or 30 times more.
А Srila Jiva Goswami написал 20 или 30 раз больше, чем
And these verses, some of them are not just like your typical Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam verse.
И некоторые стихов, они совсем не похожи на типичные стихи из Бхагавад Гиты или Шримад Бхагаватам.
Yeah, some of them are like a whole page.
Некоторые из этих стихов занимают целую страницу.
So the contribution of Srila Jiva Goswami was simply immense.
Поэтому
Rupa Goswami, he also wrote a lot. Srila Rupa Goswami wrote about 100,000 verses. Now, of course, he wrote Nectar of Devotion. But then he wrote many other things.
Но также он написал много другой литературы.
Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada says, it is like our учебник. Is that correct? Yeah, our учебник, like our, you know, textbook, like you get in school, our textbook for how to be a devotee.
Srila Prabhupada говорит, что нектар преданности – это наш учебник, как будто мы пришли в школу, и вот по этому учебнику мы вскоре учимся преданности.
Then Srila Sanatan Goswami, he also wrote a number of books.
И также Srila Sanatan Goswami написал несколько книг.
He wrote Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Он написал Брихад Бхагаватамрита.
That is available now from the BBT. Yes, we можете читать английский язык. Но я слышал, что скоро будет на русском. Да. И когда будет, вы должны читать. Хорошо. И в следующем году я Provera. If you don't read it, it means you've wasted at least 10% of your life.
Дело в том, что если вы не прочитаете эту книгу, по крайней мере 10% вашей жизни пройдет впустую.
Just incredible story of two devotees.
Там рассказывается невероятная история о двух преданных.
And how they progressed in Krishna consciousness.
Рассказывается о том, как они продвигались в сознании Кришны.
And at least one of them, how he went back to Godhead.
И, по крайней мере, один из них отправился обратно к Богу.
Как делать? Вернуться обратно к Богу. It's just amazing. It's You know, I can't even express how amazing it is.
Это невероятно. Я даже не могу найти слов, чтобы выразить, насколько это невероятно.
And not only did Sanatana Goswami write this long book about these devotees.
Но Санатана Госвами написал не только эту очень большую, обширную книгу о двух преданных.
He wrote a commentary on it.
Он также написал к ней комментарий.
Yeah. And Jiva Goswami wrote commentaries on the Satsandarbhas.
А Джива Госвами также составил комментарии на Сатсандарбху.
Then, and just another example, just amazing book, he wrote Gopal Champu.
И он также написал удивительную книгу, которая называется Gopal Champu.
Which is like an elaboration on all the pastimes of Lord Krishna.
В ней более подробно разбираются все игры Господа Кришны.
Rupa Goswami wrote Lalita Madhava and Vedanta Madhava.
Rupa Goswami написал Lalita Madhava и Vedanta Madhava.
Vedanta Madhava, they're dramas actually.
Это драматические произведения.
Vedanta Madhava is about Krishna and Vrindavan.
Это две пьесы. И Vedanta Madhava это о игре Кришны в Вриндаване.
All sorts of amazing revelations about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
Она содержит в себе удивительное откровение об играх Кришны в Вриндаване.
And then Lalita Madhava is about when Krishna left Vrindavan.
Lalita Madhava описывает ситуацию, когда Кришна покинул Вриндаван.
And then what happened when Krishna went to Dwarka.
И описывает то, что произошло, когда Кришна отправился в Двараку.
And all sorts of amazing revelations about the personalities and the pastimes of Vrindavan and Dwarka.
И там содержится удивительное откровение о личностях как о Вриндаване, так и в Двараке.
And let me just briefly mention, very briefly, the ending of Lalita Madhava.
Позвольте вкратце, очень кратко рассказать то, как кончается Лалита Мадхава.
Radha and Krishna have just been married.
Radha и Krishna только что поженились.
As Satyabhama and Krishna in Dwarka.
Как Satyabhama и Krishna в Двараке.
And Krishna asks Radharani, Satyabhama, tell me what you want.
И Кришна спрашивает Радхарани, Сатьябхама, скажи мне, чего ты хочешь?
Ask for something.
Попроси чего-нибудь.
And so Srimati Radharani asks, well, please give your mercy to all the devotees who are trying to serve you and practice devotional service in Vrindavan.
И она просит Кришну, пожалуйста, дай свою милость всем преданным, которые служат тебе и практикуют преданное служение во Вриндаване.
And Krishna gives his blessing.
Кришна дает свое благословение.
Buddha. And then Radharani asks, please allow us to always have our pastimes in Vrindavan.
И затем Радхарани просит его, пожалуйста, позволь нам вечно проводить свои игры во Вриндаване.
And Krishna gives his blessings.
И Кришна дает свои благословения.
Then Radharani asks, but my lord, how will that be possible?
А затем Радхарани спрашивает, но мой Господь, как же это возможно?
We are in Dwarka.
Мы находимся в Двараке.
And then onto, this is a drama, onto the stage comes Yogamaya.
Вы помните, да, что это пьеса? И в этой пьесе, в этот момент, на сцене появляется Йогамая.
Special form of Yogamaya called Ekanamsa.
Она приходит в особой форме, которая называется Эканамса.
She's an expansion of Purnamasi.
Это одна из экспансий Пурнамаси.
And she tells Srimati Radharani, do not worry.
И она говорит Шримати Радхарани, не беспокойся.
You may seem to be in Dwarka.
Возможно, тебе кажется, что ты в Двараке.
But actually, you are in Vrindavan.
Но на самом деле ты находишься в Вриндаване.
And suddenly, she reveals that they are in Vrindavan.
И она показывает, что она действительно находится в Вриндаване.
In Dwarka.
Будучи в Двараке.
So there's all these extraordinary types of revelations.
Там описываются различные удивительные откровения.
Srila Jiva Goswami wrote one book called Sankalpa Kalpa Druma.
Srila Jiva Goswami написал одну книгу, которая называется Sankalpa Kalpa Druma.
And the first part, it's maybe 350 verses.
И первая часть содержится порядка 350 стихов.
Is simply discussing, did Krishna return to Vrindavan after he left, or did he not?
Первая часть полностью посвящена вопросу, возвращался ли Кришна во Вриндаван после того, как оттуда уехал, или нет?
Хороший вопрос. Что вы думаете? Должен быть. Почему? Почему это трудно для нас? No, yeah, that's his conclusion. Krishna definitely returned to Vrindavan. And he explains why it must be so. Anyway, you'll have to read that. I won't spoil the fun by explaining.
Я не буду портить ваше удовольствие от чтения этой книги, объясняя, почему он все-таки вернулся.
Yeah, then Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas.
Gopal Bhatta Goswami написал Hari Bhakti Vilas.
Which was then elaborated upon and sort of systematized by Srila Sanatana Goswami.
Которая была расширена и систематизирована Шрила Санатана Госвами.
Yeah. We could just have a... Anyway, yeah. Then Raghunath Das Goswami wrote some very amazing things.
Raghunath Das Goswami написал несколько невероятных произведений.
It's way above our heads, but he wrote Vilap Kusumanjali.
Они намного выше нашего уровня, и одна из произведений называется «Вилап Кусаманджали».
And it's just about it's about him in his position as a gopi.
На самом деле эта книга о нем, его положении как гопи.
And as if he is just in the process of realizing his nature as a gopi.
И книга описывает процесс, когда он осознает свою природу гопи.
And now he's entering or wanting to enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
И описывается, как у него проявляется желание войти в игры Радхи и Кришны.
Yeah. Raghunath Bhatta didn't really write so much.
Raghunath Bhatta не писал столько много, как другие господа.
But he was there. Yeah. So their writings are just what a massive contribution. Lord Chaitanya only wrote the 8 verses of Shikshastika. Yeah, he actually wrote with his hand. But otherwise, he instructed the Goswamis. And they wrote it down. Yeah. So this is one of their very great contributions for the world and for us.
Это один из очень значимых даров шести Госвами всему миру и нам с вами.
Then, of course, another just amazing contribution. They revealed to the world and to us Vrindavan.
И, конечно же, следующий очень удивительный дар, который дали они нам, миру, это то, что они открыли Вриндаван.
Шри Вриндаван Дам Ки. When Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan, the great majority of the pastime places were already lost.
Когда Господь Чайтанья прибыл во Вриндаван, подавляющее большинство мест игр Господа были просто потеряны.
Govardhan Hill was there, of course, it's pretty hard to miss. But, for example, Radhakund, Shyamakund, totally unknown. When Lord Chaitanya visited Govardhan Hill, he went to the northern end of the hill. And he knew that it's somewhere at this end of the hill that Radhakund and Shyamakund must be. So he was asking the local people. And these are all bridge busies. They just brought up in the Vrindavan culture. But he asked them, where's Radhakund? Where's Shyamakund? Nobody had heard of them. So, but he found at that northern end of Govardhan Hill, he found there was one village called Arigram.
Но недалеко от северной оконечности Палмагаватта он нашел деревню, которая называется Ариграм.
And he knew that Radhakund and Shyamakund were manifested just immediately after the killing of Arishasura.
И он знал, что и Радхакунда, и Шьямакунда появились сразу же после игры, где был убит Арештасура.
Right, and therefore, and now this village is Ariграм.
А деревня называется Ариграм.
Грам meaning village or small town.
Грам – это деревня или небольшой город.
So he realized this must be the place.
И он понял, что вот где-то здесь.
And even now, when you go to Vrindavan, it's very interesting. If you move around and if you go to some of the villages, you'll find so many of those villages, even now, they have names derived from a particular pastime Krishna performed at that place.
Вы можете заметить, что даже по наши дни многие деревни носят названия, которые связаны с играми, которые проводил Кришна в этом месте, когда ходил на землю.
Like if you go to Nandagram.
Например, если вы отправляетесь в Нандаграм.
Then there is one very straight road heading out directly from Nandagram, just out through the fields.
То в Нандаграме вы обязательно заметите одну очень большую прямую дорогу, которая идет от Нандаграма просто в поля.
Небольшая дорога, but anyway, it's just straight, completely straight.
Полностью прямая дорога.
And it's the road to Mathura.
И это дорога в Матуру.
The old road to Mathura. It is the road that Krishna took when he left Vrindavan. Therefore, it is known as the saddest road in Vrajmandala. So if you follow that road for a couple of 2 or 3 kilometers,
если вы пройдете по этой дороге 2-3 километра,
you come to a village called Bijwari.
То вы придете в деревню, которая называется Bijwari.
This is the first place where Krishna stopped when he was leaving Vrindavan, the gopis stopped him there, and they begged him, don't go. But Krishna went. And all the gopis just collapsed on the ground. They fell to the ground just like lightning bolts fall to the earth. Therefore, the village is known even today as Bijvari, where they fell like lightning bolts. So anyway, Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, he found this village, it was Arigram. And there he assumed, this must be the place. Radhakund Shyamakund must be here. So he just searched around the village. And he found, well, they were growing rice there. He walked through the rice fields. And he found two little ponds. Each pond was 3 meters across. It was very small. But he understood, first one, this is Radhakund. And then next to it was Shyamakund. Nobody else knew about it. They're just some ponds in the field. So like that, well, you know what Radhakund and Shyamakund are like today. But you must know, back at that time, they were rice fields. So Lord Chaitanya revealed a few places. But then the six Goswamis came and they really researched in depth. So when you go to these places nowadays, we visit so many places here and there. The majority were identified by the six Goswamis. And then they wrote some things about them. And then certain of their followers continued that work. Like Rupa Goswami, he liked to live at Tirthakadamba. Yeah. You've probably been to Tirthakadamba. That's where he wrote Nectar of Devotion. And as you probably know, you've read Nectar of Devotion, right? So, when you know, Nectar of Devotion is full of just very brief little pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Illustrating different different moods of the devotees. When Rupa Goswami was writing about Radha and Krishna somehow becoming separated, then all around the kund there, their beautiful flowering trees, the flowers would fall off the trees. Then he'd carry on writing, and he'd write about Radha and Krishna meeting, and all the flowers would immediately blossom again. So this is Tirthakadamba, very special place. Lord Chaitanya did not go there, but it's been revealed to us by the six Goswamis, and particularly Rupa. So, you know, if it wasn't for the six Goswamis, Vrindavan, I don't know what it would be, but it would be very different from what it is now. Then the six Goswamis, they reveal to us the main deities of Vrindavan and the processes of deity worship. Rupa Goswami, he knew that the original Govinda was somewhere in Vrindavan. And he asked the Brijbasis. Nobody knew about it. Govinda? Who's Govinda? So, one day, one Brijbasi boy, very dark skinned, approached Rupa Goswami. And said, you know, I heard you're looking for this deity. Come with me, maybe I can help you. And he took him to this one small hill, just small like a hillock, on the banks of the Yamuna. And he said, let us just wait a minute and see what happens. Sure enough, a few minutes later, along came one cow. She went right onto the top of the hill and just released all her milk on top of the hill. And the Brijbasi boy said, this happens every day. I think you must look there if you're looking for Govinda. Then the boy vanished. So then Srila Rupa Goswami organized a party of the local men. And they dug the hill. And sure enough, they found Govinda. So like this, in different esoteric ways, the deities of Vrindavan were manifested by the six Goswamis. Sanatana Goswami found Madan Mohan playing ball games with the local boys.
Санатан Госвами нашел Мадан Махана, когда тот играл в мяч с местными ребятами.
Damodar was carved by Rupa Goswami as a gift for Jiva Goswami.
Данадара был изготовлен собственноручно Рупой Госвами как подарок Дживе Госвами.
Raghunath Bhatta helped Rupa Goswami worship Govinda. Gopal Bhatta Goswami worshipped Radharaman, but Radharaman manifested from a Shalagram Shila. And then Raghunath Das Goswami worshipped a Govardhan Shila, which was given to him by Lord Chaitanya. Then another very important gift from the six Goswamis. The six Goswamis started the program of book distribution. Actually, it was particularly Jiva Goswami. In those days, if you wanted a copy of Bhagavad Gita, you had to get someone to write it out for you by hand. Распространят коллеги на улице. Will be trudna. What's in trudna? Wait 1 year. So, yeah. So, Jiva Goswami organized his students to go on book distribution. His students were Narottam Das Thakur, then Shyamananda and Srinivas Acharya. They were the students of Jiva Goswami. So he organized them to take copies of the Goswami's books from Vrindavan to Bengal and also to northern Orissa. And that, wow, that's an amazing story. That book distribution party, what happened to them? Yeah, so our program of book distribution, in a sense, has its roots in the six Goswamis. And then, of course, another great, great gift of the six Goswamis. They left us their followers. Through the few 500 years since their time, there's been so many just incredible devotees. Great acharyas like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and so many others, Baladev Vijayabhushan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and many others. And ultimately, Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Srila Prabhupada for us. Srila Prabhupada is like a gift from the six Goswamis. And if you happen to read some of the writings of the Goswami, And then you read the writings of Srila Prabhupada, then you'll see Prabhupada's just presenting exactly what they presented. In many cases, it's just totally verbatim. He's just repeating what they said. Okay, so anyway, over the next 3 days, we'll be hearing lots about the different Goswami.
В ближайшие 3 дня мы с вами будем очень много узнавать о деятельности шести Госвами.
I want to just close now by reading a few verses.
Я хочу закончить лекцию, прочитать несколько стихов.
These stikov, they are glorifications of the six Goswami.
И эти стихи прославляют шесть Госвами.
Okay. Our acharyas state that the followers of the bhakti cult must not keep company with those who've divorced themselves from Rupa's doctrine on love and devotion.
Наши ученики говорят, что последователи нашей сампрадая не должны общаться с теми, кто совершил развод с той доктриной, которую отдала нам Рупа Госвами.
Simply by the grace of Sri Jiva, one can understand the truths of our philosophy.
Только по милости Шри Дживы человек может понять истину нашей философии.
O Tan, always sing the name of Sri Rupa.
О язык, постоянно воспевай имена Шри Рупы.
O mind, always remember Sri Sanatan.
О ум, постоянно помни Санатана.
The personification of kindness.
Олицетворенную доброту.
Simultaneously remember to worship Raghunath Das Goswami.
Одновременно, пожалуйста, помни о поклонении Шри Рагханатхи Дас Госвами.
The inseparable friend of Sri Rupa.
Который был неразлучным другом Шри Рупы.
If they were not born in the Kali Yuga,
если бы они не приняли рождение в Кали Югу,
who would distribute love of Krishna throughout the world?
Кто бы распространил любовь к Кришне по всему миру?
Who would worship Vrindavan?
Кто бы поклонялся Вриндавану?
And discuss the books of the Bhakti cult?
Кто бы обсуждал книги культа Бхакти?
Only the swans can separate milk from water.
Только лебеди могут отделить молоко от воды.
Simultaneously, who could have understood the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan?
Подобным образом, кто бы смог понять деятельность игры Кришны во Вриндаване?
And who could explain the love of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna?
И кто бы мог объяснить любовь Sri Sri Radha и Кришны?
Sri Krishna is pleased with anyone who tries to praise him through the Goswamis.
Krishna доволен каждым, кто пытается прославить его через шести Госвами.
All glories to Sanatana and Rupa, my very life.
Вся слава Шри Санатане и Рупе, они являются самой моей жизнью.
They were the only persons who knew the Vaishnava practices.
Они были теми личностями, кто знали вайшнавскую практику.
Within Vrindavan, they were reservoirs of natural love and mercy.
Во Вриндаване они были резервуарами бесконечной любви и милости.
They were oceans of kindness and friends of the poor.
Они были океаном доброты и были друзьями бедных.
Only the Goswamis knew how to behave according to the teachings of the Bhagavat.
Только Госвами знали, каким образом нужно поступать в соответствии с учением Бхагавата.
The dust of their lotus feet cooled the earth from the scorching rays of the sun of Kali.
Пыль с лотосных стоп остудила землю которая нагрелась попалящими лучами Ветхакали.
They continually worshipped Sri Vyasadeva and the holy feet of Sri Radha.
Они постоянно поклонялись Шри Вьясадеве и святым стопам Шри Радхи.
All glories to the Госвами.
Вся слава Госвами.
The jewels of all ascetics.
Они бриллиант среди всех аскетов.
Giving up all worldly pleasures, they sang the glories of the groves of Vrindavan.
Оставив все удобства, они воспевали славу рощ Вриндаван.
And the feet of Шри Радха. Therefore, they were gifts from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ocean of mercy. And in their absence, I have become an orphan. Hare Krishna. Shri Shad Goswami Prabhu Ke. Shri Shad Goswami Prabhu Ke. Shri Shad Goswami Prabhu Ke. Srila Prabhupada Ke. Go Premanande. Hare Krishna. Spasibo.